Hey everyone, Mike here. I just wanted to do an intro to this little bonus mini episode that I pieced together as an expression of the guilt we feel about not posting for so very long. I set out to put together a short 3 or 4 minute supercut of our Last Airbender movie viewing audio recording for your listening pleasure. And originally I figured I'd only be able to salvage a few seconds of audio here and there, you know, stick them together with duct tape and tack it on to the end of the wrap-up show episode, because so much of that recording was just garbage. That one will drop at the same time as this, the wrap-up episode, I mean. And in it, we tell the story about how and why we were unable to post the whole recording of our Last Airbender movie viewing attempt. But when I went back to scrounge for supercut material, I somehow managed to get over 15 minutes worth of usable audio out of it, and even though the recording was originally like an hour and 40 minutes, those 15 to, I think it's 18 minutes, do actually paint a pretty clear picture of what that viewing experience was actually like for us, so I do hope you enjoy that. No one's ever asked me to recommend stuff in the intros, I just kind of took it upon myself to be your pop culture pusher man. So with that being said, check out Rat Queens, which I don't think I've recommended that yet, but you know, what the hell do I know? I also don't remember repeating conversations from our first episode during our wrap-up episode. Plus, I am too lazy to double-check. But anyways, it's a fun hack-and-slash Dungeons & Dragons-style comic about the Rat Queens, which is a team of all-women adventurers. There's a bunch of other teams competing with them, too. My personal favorite team name is the Four Daves. The comic is violent and funny and a little dirty and a little bit of drug use, and it's really well drawn, blah, 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 blah. There's hobbits, but they call them smidgens, and even the little smidgen girl on the team is a pretty badass fighter, so if for no other reason, check it out for that. So this is, by the way, a good example of one of those things where I have trouble articulating exactly why I think a story would resonate with someone else. If you already heard our wrap-up episode, I kept babbling on and on about this concept. I kept going on. I even cut out like half of it to make myself sound less crazy. And at one point I cut this part out, but I literally say, "Not to beat this point to death," and then I proceed to bludgeon it to death with a lot of words that have exponentially less meaning as I go on. Anyways, this comic is one of those things, and as a result, Kelly should just shut up and read it already. I have a feeling one character in particular might also speak to JJ's inner goth as well. But you guys should check it out too. And read Punk Rock Jesus while you're at it. I just learned about Sean Murphy this year, and you should learn about him too. And now, please enjoy this choppy, condensed, 18-ish minute version of three people in two time zones doing synchronized drinking while watching one bad movie.
Alright, we are doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Mm-hmm. If this actually turns out to be successful, hi you guys in the future, we're trying to record a live watch of the terrible Avatar movie.
We're trying and it's not.
We are trying very hard and we are not good at it.
So Mike and I are together in Chicago because I'm here for a work conference.
And I'm here because I live here.
You do. And so normally we're all three far away, but today Mike and I are together, and we are FaceTiming JJ, and we downloaded an app to watch this thing, and we've got crazy contraptions, and
this is like, yeah, we should take another picture of this ridiculous setup, because we've got a laptop and an iPhone and a tray of poutine and a bunch of French pastry and some audio equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And and so we're going to watch a really terrible movie right now.
Yeah, we're also going to get completely drunk over the course of
that. Oh yeah, that reminds me. I need my glass.
Yeah, I get that. Life is pretty great over here. Okay. All right, I'm hitting play. I feel like there should be some more ceremony or something, but I mean, We are going to watch The Last Airbender. I was scolded earlier because it is not Avatar The Last Airbender. It is just The Last Airbender.
Well, it's actually The Last Airbender because James Cameron was like, you can't use Avatar in the marketing of this movie.
Right. Really?
Yes, it is true. And he tried to pull the same shit with Korra.
Yeah, it wasn't out yet, but he had been making Avatar for at least 2 years by that point. And I want to say M. Night Shyamalan tried to sue him to get the rights to the thing, but it didn't work out.
Mm. Yep. All right, well, just hit play, Kelly, and we'll just...
All right, here we go.
Work our way through this. I like how it says in the corner, general trivia, Dev Patel expressed dissatisfaction with the final film.
Did it really say that?
Yeah.
I feel like this needs to be louder.
I agree.
I don't think it's any good anyway.
We're doing great.
Going
yeah,
so well.
This is as loud as it's going to be.
Hence right, why
JJ,
we put the subtitles
down
on.
Slightly.
Oh, yeah.
Not that
Did
much.
We have subtitles?
I thought I put them on.
Oh, there we go. Rumbling.
Rumbling.
That's how you know that
the
title. The
Last Airbender. All right, guys, shut up. I've never seen this before.
Right.
I feel like we should turn the lights on.
Oh, it's like the beginning. Except they're using nonsense characters in the background, by the way.
The Avatar was the only person born amongst all the nations.
I don't know if you caught that, but she called him the Avatar.
Who could master all four elements.
The Avatar.
He was the only... I'm sorry.
They're super white, though.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to this movie.
You worked better than that.
Stop doing that stuff around me. I always get wet.
Oh, this Sokka is not going to live up to the expectations of Sokka.
My brother and I live in the Southern Water Tribe.
I feel like this is too depressing.
Yeah, it's not funny. Oh, and they mention Tiger
right.
Seal, and then they
like,
don't Katan show
would have said that about Sokka, the line about not being the best hunter, and it would have been funny in the show, but here it just feels like she's like, and I'm resigned to death because we'll never eat again.
Well, he's not.
That's a nice green screen right there.
Yeah.
I did everything Dad said to do.
They're so white, guys.
See, like, it's... I feel like that scene should have been funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
No, I don't get no humorous.
Is she breathing?
Kelly is tilting her head to try and line up with Aang.
Did you see that light shoot to the sky?
He's exhausted.
How do you know?
Obviously. No, he's exhausted.
We need to get him back to the village.
Maybe.
See, look, all the rest of the Water Tribe members are actual Inuit people. Did you also hear how she pronounces her brother's name?
No, I missed it.
Sokka.
No way.
Yep.
We found that boy. He's our responsibility. We should fight.
By the way, they still don't know his name.
What would you do if they tried taking me away?
I'd kill them all.
Jesus, Sokka.
Why?
Because you're my sister.
This is like...
What do you want us to do?
Dark, like, not in the way that I was always like, oh my god, this show is so dark. And it's so
they're
dark.
On a ship.
This is like,
Maryland
to
catch them. I think everything's going to work out, but I don't.
Who plays Iroh?
That guy.
What do you want with me?
My nephew wants me to perform
a
So?
My name is Iroh.
Iroh?
I'm very upset about Iroh. I can still feel my face, and I feel like for the
you
remainder of this movie, I don't want to be in a place where I can feel my own face.
Did you hear how they called Aang?
Okay, I'm back!
No.
Hey guys.
They called him Aang.
I want you to meet someone!
What?
This monk's named me Aang.
Aang?
Spider rat?
What?
He's a flying
what?
We keep them
oh, I
pets.
Don't like it.
Kelly rejects Momo.
No, there must
it's
be thousands
not
of them
cute.
In his
it's frightening.
Sokka and I
Sokka. That's the first time I heard it myself. Southern Earth Kingdom. Lemur bat bat growl.
Lemur bat.
Is Toph in the movie?
No.
No.
But you could be
that's
the
season two.
Why are we watching this piece of shit? How does the movie explain away that he doesn't happen to your village?
Because their spirits are broken. Fire Nation and despite the fact that they're standing on solid earth, none of them would ever dare bend that earth. They sent their machines.
Are you being
huge completely serious? Metal.
I've dropped poutine down my shirt 3 times now. I'm just keeping it real for the
is
listeners.
Is this the first time they talk of... Oh, they at least pronounce Kyoshi's name right.
Told me I was the Avatar.
Avatar. I can't get over it.
Normal life. I could never have a family. They said it cannot
they have
work
to be
with
celibate?
The responsibilities of the Avatar.
Why can't the Avatar
no,
have a family?
They don't.
I asked that. They said that's
in
a sacrifice
this movie, it sounds
the
like it does.
I mean, maybe.
You're just
Prince
like,
Zuko was sentenced to an Agni Key duel.
Agni Key?
When he showed up. Try to keep your wrist
Sounds like a caveman.
Who's the guy playing Mugyatso?
I don't know, but I feel like his name is probably something bland like Gary.
Gary Giazzo?
Gary Giazzo.
Gary Giazzo.
We're not about to get any more sober, so this is probably just going to be the way
it
goes.
No, it's not. I mean, I can comprehend everything. That's fine. It's just that I feel like I'm not giving it a fair shot. Like, I don't want to give it a fair shot based on what I've seen, but...
I mean, you have this movie for 30 days, Kelly. You can try and see
hey,
it sober.
Hey.
Well, I don't.
Let's not get ridiculous here, JJ.
The same four objects that belonged to the previous
Avatar.
I feel like so many of these, like, cuts and everything are meant to be dramatic.
Is this the fucking Blue Spirit episode right now? Oh, shit. Why?
That is not a Kabuki mask.
That was like an Oni.
Yeah.
That's like the mask from Jim Carrey's movie.
I still think of the
so
scene from the
like I'm still trying to follow this as like a plot thing.
Oh no, there's no
so...
plot. They're just getting the highlights from every episode and mashing
okay.
them together.
I can't help it.
Like this is what my brain does.
They work together to leave and Aang can kind of see.
I have no idea like in this movie, like what the secret deal is.
Why? Just why?
Kelly can't even finish the sentence. It's just...
Also, we haven't seen Katara or Sokka for, like, a long time.
Oh, no. Not that.
Thunder rumbles.
Except it's sunny outside. They just showed a canopy picture of the trees, and it was, like, brilliantly blue
this
sky.
This looks like a museum.
That is a museum. That's absolutely a museum.
Like, it does not look remotely palatial.
What is with Iroh Iroh's hair? I hate that they've mispronounced most people's names in this movie. Look at his hair!
It looks like he went through a great deal, huh?
That's
when
like
you
Aragorn.
Wake, we'll have tea together.
With
dreads. Engines, huh?
He looks shifty as fuck. This does not look like an Iroh that I trust.
And
yeah, like, I would prefer that he looked the same
son.
That he did in the cave with Tony Stark.
Even yeah.
Isolation.
That was a trustworthy guy.
You have my word, sire. I will not.
Again, with all these nonsense characters, why? The real Chinese characters were already in the show. So, why?
Well, it has, like, Firefly Syndrome. It's like, it's super, everything's Asian except for the people.
They have lived beyond our reach and openly practice waterbending.
Openly practice
waterbending.
It really
is a fucking religious
thing. It's a religious thing in this one.
Oh, look, it's Paku. He looks like Theoden.
He does look like Theoden.
I am telling you, this was super influenced by Lord of the Rings.
Regardless, the casting is still wrong.
Well, yeah, but anyway.
I've had a bit to drink.
There's the part of
yeah,
my brain that's trying
to,
like, match up
nephew
scenes in the movie
that
with episodes
accident.
Of the show. And then there's the part of my brain that is like, I can't believe I'm watching this right now. This is preposterous. And then there is the part of my brain that...
I've loved spending these weeks with you, Sokka.
...is, like, trying to understand what is happening on the screen in front of me. And that is the part that is freaking out right now.
Kelly, is that bottle empty?
It is.
Right.
I was expecting...
Acquire
I was expecting the acting to be terrible. I was expecting the script to be bad. But I thought it would just be like this story and characters and everything we know just like not delivering on the quality of things. I didn't think it was going to be like what it is.
Everyone who has seen this movie Fire here. Being like, it can't be as bad as everyone says it is, and then they all see the movie and they're like, it's exactly as bad as everyone says it is.
Some of the monks can meditate for 4 days.
That was some bad acting.
And it's not relevant information either. He's not about to do this for 4 days.
There are some cool designs.
He's like, I'm not sitting here fucking watching this kid fucking meditate.
Right.
For 4 fucking days.
There's some cool design choices. Like, Aang's tattoos not just being, like, kind of, like, a straight-up blue. They're different. That looks like an actual tattoo design. Like, they're kind of cool things.
Yeah, it's got that, like, intricate henna kind of thing going on.
Aang, can you hear me?
Bitch, I'm trying to do some shit.
Not only does she say his name, I knew you were real. She says it in, like, every other line.
Yeah, but not for, like, 15 minutes into the movie, because he doesn't actually say his name until they get to the air temple.
What's going on with this?
I don't know, but to be honest, are you really going to complain?
Kelly, what did you do?
I did nothing.
What?
Our version of the movie has just stopped altogether.
It is continuing to go on my end.
No fear! What's happening?
Okay, well, maybe let's pause. If we can.
Oh my god.
Will it let us pause?
It won't.
JJ, can you pause?
No, I don't have control over it. Okay.
Alright. Oh, no, it's back. Okay,
Now we've got people riding lizards. What the fuck?
What are you laughing?
Because you just positioned it so that the plate of poutine was blocking JJ's entire view. That's what I was laughing at.
You took Hong again.
I don't like Sokka's hair. I don't like anything about this movie, but Sokka's hair just bothers me in a
explosions outside. Our hotel is just fucking, well, Kelly's hotel is just fucking with our internet.
Yeah, we definitely just lost visual again, but.
JJ, let us know if anything emotional happens.
Well, the moon has been restored. Aang comes out and looks up at the moon, and now Zhao is out there also looking up at the moon. Caption, oh, no. Grunting.
I like your version better.
Yeah, I could. Honestly, you can keep going.
Now Katara is dragging Yue's body out of the pool, and her hair is dark now. Did that happen in the show? I can't remember.
It did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, her hair got... Because her hair was white when the moon brought her back to life. That's what changed. And then when she died, it went back to whatever dark Northern Water Tribe hair looks like.
Is your movie still playing? Because ours most definitely is.
Well, I can see, like, your icon that has, like, these little... things that are going that are like it's still trying to buffer, but right now Zuko is facing off Zhao on the bridge, and then Iroh's like, you don't need to fight him.
Okay, well, maybe we're gonna pause or reload something because our website just died.
I think it should still work for JJ.
It still works for me, but if you guys want to,
yeah, hers still works.
I mean, I can narrate.
We're trying to reload it.
Oh yeah, sorry, please continue.
Well, Iroh comes up to Zuko. This is the scene in the bridge in the film, or in the show. And now Zhao is attacking Zuko, and Iroh is defending Zuko, and it looks kind of cool. Sort of.
Did Aang turn into the
ocean spirit?
Fish,
no.
Water? Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they came in, they bent a whole bunch of water around him, now he's encased in a bubble of water, and he's definitely drowning in there, so that's a pretty terrible way to die. I mean, it was a terrible way to die in the show, but this is pretty terrible.
Are they showing it? They didn't show it in
the show. Showing it here. Like, he's in the bubble of water, and he's struggling, and, like, bubbles are escaping his mouth.
Who is the intended audience for this movie?
Okay. Our video just, like, crapped out something weird.
You guys are no longer logged in, by the way.
Yeah
no.
I believe it.
Here's the thing, is like...
Can you stop the movie
No,
now?
I have no control over the film.
It's my room. She doesn't have control over it.
But we're not even in the room anymore.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I don't understand... What is happening?
I'm logging back in. It's going to be
okay,
fine.
I think you just paused the movie. Or maybe I did.
Oh, good.
Something weird happened. Please try again.
Seriously? we struggled with this tech for so long and finally got a situation that was sort of kind of
working. We literally have 15 minutes left. Why do we have 15 minutes left? What is the fuck is in this movie that we have 15 minutes?
Something's not right, you think?
Right.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know, guys.
I don't think it's going to happen.
This might not work out.
I am perfectly fine leaving the last 10 minutes of this movie unwatched.
I mean...
we could finish it another day, too.
Like, what happens, though?
I don't remember. Looks, I don't remember.
When I'm scrolling over the bar on the bottom, when it shows you like a preview of what's coming up, we see some flashbacks of Aang when he's young and the random black monk Gyatso, who's the only black airbender as far as I can see. Because I guess...
Was he black in the flashbacks? Mm-hmm.
They had a quota and that was it.
That was so long ago, I don't remember.
And I believe he goes into the Avatar state and then rains destruction on everyone. Yeah, he's in the Avatar state. He's not joined with the ocean spirit. And then all of the Fire Navy bow down to him, I guess, acknowledging his religious thing. They win the day, and then we go back to the Fire Nation where Ozai is talking to Azula, and then it goes to directed and produced and written by M. Night Shyamalan. That's the end.
Oof. I feel like we ended just as strong as
oh,
we
yeah,
did.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I like, why is Katara in this movie?
To narrate. Because otherwise they would have had to give Sokka
she
something to do.
Doesn't do anything. He does more than she does. Yeah, my computer's just not... We're not getting it back. It's not happening.
All right. I'm just going to get out of this room then. Because otherwise we're just going to have it up and no one's going to watch.
It was a noble effort.
We made it for the vast majority of the movie. And to be honest, finishing the movie I don't think would make any more sense. So, yeah. That was our live watch of Avatar The Last Airbender.
I mean,
Kelly is good and drunk.
It really...
I'm also a little drunk.
So am I.
It really is as bad as you guys say.
Quack.